He would have flexed up at Merriweather.
Oh, he would have the shirt off, running around, doing... He would have done interval training. It wouldn't have been a long run. Yeah, it would have been hundreds, walk-back hundreds, repeat efforts.
While Matthew Burke joins us, and the big shock here is the naming of the Wallaby squad is Kirtley Beale, not in the starting 15, not even in the squad. It's hard to believe. Matthew Burke, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, boys. It is indeed. When I saw that, and then you saw the makeup of the team, you wonder if there's, you wonder if Checker's gone down the right path there. They've gone for a 6-2 split of forwards, backs on the bench. So, you've got Matt Samoa coming in at 10. You've got Bernard Foley at 12. That experiment didn't really work last week against Italy. Well, what was going to be an easier game than what it's going to be on Sunday morning, our time. Samoa Karevi at 13. I like him there. I thought Beale could have maybe snuck onto a 13 role, even with Samoa Karevi moving to 12. Just have a big body there. But, cover on the bench. If one of those playmakers goes down, then you've got a reserve halfback and a winger. And I thought that maybe Beale could have... I know he's perhaps been struggling in that regard to find some form, but I thought he might have been a cover for a number of positions on the bench, but not to be. And then, Tani Osupo, who played well last week, had that bustling run. He doesn't get a start either. So, I mean, they put faith in some players who are, running around. You're looking at a good team, but, again, they're going to be up against it, against an English team that were, again, full of confidence after getting so close against New Zealand. They had a good win over Japan last week, and Eddie Jones has been talking it up. So, big one for our boys at Twickenham on Sunday morning.
What do we expect game-wise from the Wallabies when Cech said that he left Kirtley out because of a certain way and a certain style they want to play England? So what can we expect from the Wallabies?
I'm thinking with that, Loz, is that they want to keep it tight. They want to try and rumble in the forwards and take those blokes on up front. And I know I just don't see if that's the case. They've played this expansive type of football, or tried to, this running rugby football all year, and they decide to maybe change their tactics for the last game and go tight. I just don't think that's the way to go. The weather is going to be okay. It'll be cold. It might be a bit damp at Twickenham. That's always the nature when you're sort of playing over there at this time of the year. But there's still that ability to be able to play and throw it about. So I think if they're trying to match their forward pack, if they're trying to match England's forward pack and the strength of there, I think they may be outmuscled in that department. They're a good outfit. England, and we saw them take it to New Zealand only a couple of weeks ago. They got that classic driving maul. I think it plays into their hands if we try and smash it up front against those blokes, because there's only so much of that you can do. Then you've got to be able to play. And then if you haven't got that creativity in the backs, sometimes that a Beale can sort of produce every now and then, you might find yourself a little bit in a rock and a hard place. And we always talk about tactics and changing it up. But I don't think this is a change-up that Australia needs at this particular time.
Seems extremely strange to me, but that is the reason given by Michael Checker, that they want to play a different style. And this is all after we've heard that we want to play running rugby, so to speak. We want to play attacking rugby. Well, at this stage, I think reality has struck Michael Checker, in my opinion, that it doesn't matter how they win. They've just got to win. I think that's what the Aussie public wants at the moment. They want a winning Wallaby side. It's not a matter about let's win and then start playing some more attractive footy maybe after that. But, geez, it's a huge test.
Oh, it's a massive gamble as well, though, TK. If you're putting your eggs in that basket with, when you're looking on that bench and there's sort of, I mean, if Foley goes down or he's not having a great game, if Matt Samoa gets hurt or not having a great game, who then sort of fits that role to come in on that sort of outside centre role, 12 role, if that's the case, and to be able to not be shocked as well. You've got Jack Maddox on the wing there as well, so you got a young pup out on the wing there. So I reckon the selection of this team is maybe just a little bit off. Why bring Adam Ashley Cooper, back into the fold if you're not going to play him against England, against a team that you probably need a bit of calmness and a bit of sort of direction leave him on the bench. He's probably out in the drink the night before, thinking, "How good is this? I'm getting paid, and I'm on tour again. I'm having a great time."
Give us your tip and margin, mate, with your head, not your heart.
Yeah.
We know where your heart says.
Yeah, I had a look this morning. I think it's like about $1.30 to $3.30. Is that right, TK?
Yep. $1.30 England. The Aussies $3.50.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I think England will win the game. I don't know what's the margin for the Aussie boys at the moment. The win by England.
So the line.
Yeah, the line would be what, mate? What is it?
Eight and a half.
Cover the line. I don't reckon they'll cover the line there, boys. I think England will scamper out at the end there. You know, when I think it'll be a similar scenario that you're playing catch up rugby at the back end of the game, and you know a toe through, following the try, that kind of stuff, or a runaway try, and that kind of stuff. I think the pressure from England will be too much for our boys on the weekend. They'll be competitive, yes, but you know, can they get over this mob at you know what's going to be an 85,000 strong Twickenham? I just don't think so.
Yep. I think you're spot on, Berkey. We thank you. We're wondering how this experiment now is going to work for Michael Checker. It's a strange game to be experimenting and changing your formats that you've been playing throughout the entire preparation. So you believe that England minus 8.5 at the $1.90 would probably be the way to go. But obviously, we're hoping for a Wallaby victory. But the bet is minus 8.5 at $1.90. Thanks, Berkey.
Good on you, boys. Have a good one. Enjoy Newcastle.